Hello everyone, it's your friendly neighborhood editor once again with a friendly reminder that this is week two of 3 weeks of our silent friend Glenn. Next week will be the last of our three Glenn audio-less episodes, and then we will hopefully be back to normal.
I'm assuming that Glenn and Jonas are like a large creature a distance away.
Yeah, I think that's a safe assumption.
So they just literally cover the floor and they start swarming up, Thorka and Firebird biting y'all. So let's see if this actually works the way it's supposed to. How do I do this? Is it this button? Send a chat. Alright, so I need a reflex save, which you should be able to do by clicking on D20 basic reflex from Thorka and Firebird.
No!
Okay, Firebird avoids the... And so I should be able to...
Mass bitings.
Can I just go ahead and assign damage to you?
He's eaten alive. Oh my god! Stop rolling that well! Clearly, I am covered.
Remember how we determined combat was really, really fucking deadly for us?
Still, I've been missed in Pathfinder like twice total now. That includes saves. Amazing.
That is the looks like. Okay, so I click you and I click on damage. There you go.
Oh no! I think you may have applied it repeatedly? No, like. Oh. Yeah.
It's been a couple days. You should be healed.
Okay, so I should actually be at a higher HP level.
Yeah, max minus 8.
Yeah, let me go back up to 14 HP. Can I do that? No, I cannot. How do I do this?
Is the basic reflex save half?
I think that's how that works, yeah.
It's usually how these things go. Unless it's like a particularly potent infective, in which case it might be save for nothing.
I can just rest for the night repeatedly until I get up to 14. 13, close enough. There's a workaround for you.
There you go. I mean, it says that it taps the saving throw to mitigate the fact. Nothing here says save for half. It just says...
Yeah, mitigate
so if it mitigates, yeah. Then there's nothing if they save.
Would be my interpretation, certainly.
Correct. I concur.
Yeah, okay. So, Thunderbird, or Firebird, excuse me, you take nothing because you avoided this. You shake them off or whatever. And Thorka, because it's the gift that keeps on giving. I'm going to need to get a Centipede Swarm Venom DC 20 Fortitude save.
Okay. Is that listed up here? No, it's not. Okay.
I should be able to pop this out for you, too.
Yeah, if you can throw that to me, I'll real happily roll it.
There you go. Blink.
Alright. Poop. Wow! Thorka brought her A game today.
Woof. Okay. So, you're... And I am bringing all the dice rolls today.
Alright, light me up.
Seems good.
Yeah, right? I don't have that feat. I haven't actually looked that hard at it. So I get nothing.
Alright. They don't actually have an action. You just get bitten if you're within the swarm. Nom, 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 noms. All right, and they're filled with resistances, apparently. Oh my god, this is horrible. This is going to be fine, y'all.
Because they're a swarm creature, so yes.
I'm only going to die. It'll be okay.
Bite them back.
Next. Oh man, how is it that I never remember what's the next button? Oh, I forgot to begin the encounter. Alright. Jonas.
Yeah.
Centipedes are eating your friends.
Yeah, I'm working on that.
Well, friend currently, I guess.
Yeah. Let's go Scatterscree. So I'm just gonna just drop a bunch of rocks. Little rocks on them.
Just gonna put difficult terrain between me and them just in case.
Is difficult terrain, as a matter of fact. So they are subject to a reflex save when we do this. In fact, let's go. Scatterscree. DC 17 reflex save.
Hang on. That can't be right.
They have plus 11. What the hell? What in? That is bull. DC,
okay.
I mean, they're a bunch of tiny little insects. They move scurry around so fast.
Yeah, but a plus 11? The numbers. The numbers for these are bonkers compared to the numbers that we have.
I mean, a plus 11 is going to be, like, trained is 2, right? Plus whatever their dex is, plus their size modifier. Do they have that in this game?
That means they have a 1 in 4 chance of failing this roll, approximately. That's it. They have less than half a chance of failing this roll. Oh, never getting combat Pathfinder. Okay.
If you cast a spell again, any previous scatter screw you have cast in. That's pretty cool. Okay,
But yeah, do that. Kind of step back and consider shutting the door. Consider just slamming the door shut, because screw this.
Okay. Is there any other action that you can take?
I mean, we're level 1 characters still, so I don't think there's much I'm going to be doing here.
Alright.
Other than, like, I'm going to defend myself, and that's about it.
Firebird, your pants are now centipedes.
I'm just going to start spraying fire. So I'm going to use Rejuvenating Flames, basically pointed at Thorka, which should encompass her and the bugs. So Thorka heals for 1. And you get plus 1 status bonus to fortitude saves. So, and of course, there's 1 damage to them if they don't make their reflex save. Wow. This spell. Well, I can't use Burning Hands with Thorka standing there. Yeah, oh, they just barely made that save. Oh.
The fuck you can't. Light them up. But by the way, that save is still for half damage, right? It is a positive number. It's what it is.
Yeah, sure.
it's probably 0. Yeah, sure.
Apparently half of 1 is 1.
Mike, can I
Oh, I see. And it wasn't a critical success because it wasn't 10 over? Is that how that works?
Oh, what is that? Yeah, I see that that's vulnerable. Weakness, area damage, 5. Does that mean they take 5 extra damage, or they're...
I believe so, yes. Yes. Swarms are a lot easier to... And I believe you total up all the damage, and then you subtract. I don't know whether that works. I don't know which direction that works. Whether their save for half would reduce that to 0, and therefore they take none, or whether you would add the 5 to the 1 and get a 6 and then divide by 2 to get a 3.
Typically we go with...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the question is, would they take area damage at all, though, if they've successfully saved against 1 damage?
Typically you apply PEMDAS rules to these things, so you divide before you add.
So that would be a 0. A 0 plus 5.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like it's a 1 by default, but...
Yes, but they succeeded, right?
But we said half of 1 is 1, because they still took the 1 damage, is that right?
Okay. I mean, I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm going to have it take 5 more damage.
I'm happy with them burning to death faster. So what happened to me, though?
You got healed for 1, and you have a plus 1 fortitude save for a minute.
Oh, nice. I don't hear... I will rest one more time, and that will give me back the 1 HP I had floating. I still have not figured out how to edit my HP directly.
If you go to character sheet.
Well, Mike could use the heal button.
Oh, well, don't do it now. I already rested.
There's your HP. You can just click on it and type there. Under your current hit points.
Except I can't. Oh, yeah. I can. What? Why was I not able? I was able to do that until I wasn't able to do that.
It's now 0, so I think you're dead.
Yes. Well, because it would let me do the thing, and then it wouldn't let me do the thing anymore.
What thing?
Well, it let me put numbers in, and then it stopped. And then they went away.
Okay, how many hit points did you have?
There we go. I think I have 11. I'm supposed to have 11.
I've added to you... Wait, why do you only have 11? You took... Oh, 5 plus 6 is 11, huh? Plus 4, or whatever it is. Or 12 minus 1. Yeah, alright, cool. Excellent. So, the centipedes are lightly toasted, and Thorka, you're lightly healed.
Great. Love it.
You're up, Thorka.
Oh, am I? Okay. So, I'm going to drop into mountain stance. So I have more AC, and I'm in the process of figuring out how to apply that to my sheet again. I'll do that in the downtime here. And I will... Punching them is probably pointless, but it's what I do. So I would like to punch them. Where are my... Oh my god, there we go. Yes, I am going to Flurry of Blows. Why does it not... Okay. Let's just make 2 strikes. I am having a very hard time doing this for some reason. What am I not clicking correctly? Okay, fuck it. Here's what we're going to do.
Firebird sheet is there.
Are you pulling your knife on me, bro?
I'm just pushing buttons.
Turns out they've been working with the centipedes all along.
Alright.
Okay.
Centipede swarm.
So it looks like that's one hit. And roll damage. That's 7 damage.
Bludgeoning.
Which I think... Since they're a swarm, that gets reduced significantly, I think.
Yes.
And then for my third action, because I dropped into stance, did my flurry of blows, I'm going to use my energy emanation power. Which is going to require the centipede swarm to make a basic reflex save. Which they're terrible at, I hear.
Oh my god.
Oh my god!
Oh, jeez.
Well, I'll just go die now. That's fine.
Yeah. So I will, for one, welcome our new centipede overlords.
So yeah, there's like an electric nimbus escapes from Thorka, like lightning in a ball going outwards, and somehow like all of the centipedes sort of like expand outward in a ball just a little bit faster, and then collapse back on her when it goes.
Yeah, it's almost like they're acting with a shared intelligence or a hive mind or something like.
Great.
Like something is controlling them.
Okay. Yep. That'll be my turn then.
Truly, that's not the centipedes up. Glenn, save us. Can you summon dire chickens?
Do you have healing, friends?
Yes. That does seem like a reasonable statement.
In unison, they say back to you, "She tastes like mangoes."
This dwarf is mango marinated. It is delicious.
Legitimately, though, this is why I have so much trouble with bugs, right? I'm just... Mm-hmm.
That's very cool. In most cases, the wild animal will honor your request. Will give you time to make your case. That's very cool. So... This takes a minute long, right? Like... Well, hang on. Right, like, these are wild creatures, right? Like, they're not... They weren't, like, set to attack you. But you have their attention. And they're happy to listen to you for the next minute as you try to convince them to flee or whatever, right?
Eat plants, not dwarves. Love it.
Yeah, so unfortunately they are... super into eating dwarves right now. Yeah. Alright. Before Thorka or Firebird, did either of you want to move out of the swarm of centipedes?
Yeah. I have one more action I never used, I guess.
Yeah, I forgot to ask if either of you, like, leave the swarm.
I've used all three of my actions. Okay. I was born in the swarm, I live in the swarm, and I will die in the swarm.
Zach, just to save you, I think your energy emanation is two actions, so you couldn't have used it.
No! Okay. Oh, you're right, it is. No. Okay. Well, for all the good it did me.
So is there a way to safely move away from the bugs?
Sorry, what did you say?
Is there a way to safely move away from the bugs, or do I just have to say I moved away?
Eat the attack.
Yeah, they don't have an attack, so they can't. They can't make an attack against you.
Swarm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I will back away from the swarm then.
So now it's the swarm's turn. Sure. Okay.
All right, happens.
It happens to you all the time.
Because everyone else is a caster or has like a friend that stands at the front line instead of them, right?
Yeah, but I still eat that damage.
You too. You eat it hard. I remember last time.
You have to continue to try to eat you.
All right. Well, gimme, I guess. All right. Basic reef. Oh my god! Abject failure. Abject failure. That's a critical failure, by the way. That is worse than not having rolled. Take double listed damage from the effect. Hit me twice.
But I don't want
hit me
to.
Twice. Come on.
All right. Statistically speaking, that should have been less than that.
Yeah, but I still have one hit point until the poison kicks in.
That's true. You have plus one against the poison.
I do.
All right, so this is something I've never been clear on. So when do you have to take the second? There are specific rules for affliction.
Well, the maximum duration is 6 rounds, right?
Oh, it's straight up 1 round.
So yeah. I think I attempt to save.
Yeah, make a DC 20 fort save. Let's see if I can just pop that up for you.
I'm currently at 1 hit point. I get a circumstance bonus. Okay, so my survival is clearly not meant to be.
Oh my god. Alright. Alright. Unfortunately, it's only 2 damage.
That's okay. I was at 1, so it does the job. I mean, you haven't been applying damage to me, but yeah.
Let's see. Alright. Trait death. Not trait.
I am at 0.
Dying.
Yeah, I gained dying 1, I think is how this works.
Oh, do you also have the wounded?
Yeah, well, if I wake back up, I have the wounded. That's assuming I don't die in the next, like, 2 turns. Just straight up die.
Wow, fascinating. Okay, cool. Alright, well, that's what the swarm does. Jonas, what is your action?
Basically, who's closest to the door?
You are.
Great. That's great. We're going to go ahead and manifest Carlin. Have them grab Thorka, pull them out of the room, and slam the door shut.
That seems perfectly reasonable to me.
Yeah, I'm glad. Thank you. Thank you, kind of benevolent GM. Yeah, so we do that, and then somebody who can do the thing should probably heal Thorka. Who can do the thing, yes.
Does anybody have a heal ability, or is that Thorka's job?
Oh god, don't tell me that's Thorka's job.
It's Thorka's job.
I don't have mud. The only one who has mud is...
So is that the end of combat for now? Are the bugs staying in the kitchen?
Functionally, I mean, they're going to stay in the kitchen until they realize that they can get out of the kitchen and chase after you, but for the moment, it's okay.
This is really, really bad. Like, we'll carry Thorka back out and see if we can get some help for her. Oh, you have a bead or something like that? Sweet, please.
Great. So I've gone from dying 1 to wounded 1.
Yeah. Yeah, you're poisoned and injured and clumsy and... you're wounded and flat-footed and... Oh no, you're no longer flat-footed, but you're still clumsy.
Okay. But I'm still taking poison damage, y'all. Is it the medicine skill? Because I have that.
Physician, heal thyself.
Yeah, it's medicine.
Alright, when do I need to make my first save here?
Whoops.
Okay, I will use my heal spell then. If we have no non-magical way, I will heal.
Okay. Okay.
For 12.
Heal versus living is very adversarial sounding.
Yep.
As intended.
Because Thork was at negative one.
Well, because it took that. Yep. Because I can't affect my HP directly, and I was still at 11, so that took me to maximum, which is 22. Because I still can't edit my character. I still can't edit my HP directly for some reason.
Here, now your hit points are 12.
Thorka immediately reflexively begins to try to eat the mango with the centipede on it in the jar.
So centipedes start squeezing out from under the door and the holes in the wall, and like they're slowly reforming the swarm.
I want to cast Burning Hands at the door.
We start pulling back.
I was going to say, right? Fire! Fire! Bring the fire!
And then I'm going to drop a Scatter Scree right in the area that they're going to reform in.
Okay, so you're setting the door on fire?
The swarm, ostensibly, but...
Okay.
The door is there too, I guess, but spells do not dictate what happens to inanimate objects with the ability, so...
The door's in the way.
Awesome. All right, let's do... give me a Burning Hands.
So it is a DC 17 reflex save.
Man, why is it reflex? Like, that is absurd. Because that's like a super easy thing for them.
But even if they succeed on the saving throw, they still take half damage.
Yeah.
Which gets a plus 5, right? Yeah.
Plus
5 because they're a effect. Okay. So at this point, several of the... You know, a significant portion of the centipedes are crispified. They are getting blown apart, getting crispied. Yeah. They have been lured here by something.
I'm looking around for ambient sources of fire. Just like, are there candles?
Yeah, are there any torches or anything?
You know, I feel like... I mean, probably not torches, but they probably got something, right? They probably have something that... for nighttime lights.
Yeah.
A fireplace with wood in it or something like that? Lanterns?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah, like oil lanterns or like, you know... Yeah. Like, something like that. Like, paper lanterns, yeah. But, like, not lanterns. Torches. Torches doesn't feel right for the setting, but something...
It's a little too lowbrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think a lantern's right. So we'll grab a lantern.
So... Yeah, so is the kitchen... The kitchen is inaccessible unless I want to go through the swarm, essentially, is what I'm gathering?
Yes.
Okay. So can't you, like, go get cooking oil or something? Look!
Is there any wood?
Wet wood, right? Like, wet leaves, things like that. Like, yeah. Anything wet.
We do not have time to set wet wood on fire. There are currently a giant pile of death centipedes swarming out from under a door. This is not a go-get-supplies situation. We have what we brought into this and literally nothing else. Do I have some sort of centipede incapacitating narcotic available in my medicine kit? Can I just throw a bottle of ether at these things?
Give me nature to see if you know what a centipede negating chemical would be. Because I personally do not.
I am definitely going to nail this roll because I've nailed all the other rolls tonight.
18 sounds pretty good, right?
Okay. I'll take it, whatever you got.
I feel like you can cobble together something to... briefly stave off centipedes from your medical kit.
Yeah, so what happens is Thorka wakes up from being just ruined by centipedes, right?
You're like covered in like centipede bites, Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She rolls over, like, still on the ground, essentially prone, has her medicine bag under her, and you see one hand emerge with, like, two vials of a green liquid, and you see the other hand emerge with the, like, three quarters of a mango, right? And she just shoves the vials into the mango and shakes it a little bit, and then without even standing up, just sort of, like, comes to her knees and chest passes the mango at the smoking swarm of centipedes.
All right. Mango got me into this mango. Get me out. I love it.
Man, when all you've got is a mango, everything looks like a centipede.
Yeah, let's... throw me down a medicine check to see if we can get them to, like... And we'll do a will save versus that or something.
Suck it, stupid insects. It's a 25. That's kind of where I'm going now, yeah. All of my plans for this character are out the window at this point.
Yeah, screw this combat thing. Mangoes all the way.
Yeah, so you've managed to cook up something to... Your red light, green light potion has caused them to cease being a coherent swarm for a bit, while the chemical smell dissipates. You can still, like, try to stomp them out or whatever, or cast fireball on them, but they're not able to coherently attack you in this state.
Alright, I'm gonna leave that to other people, and I'm gonna go, like, hobble and puke my way to the pot that the person is hiding in.
Gotcha. Yeah. Abena is in there, and she, like, starts screaming, like, what are you doing? There are still centipedes here. There isn't room for you. Find another pot.
Can I offer you a mango in this trying time?
That D&D podcast is released under a Creative Commons 4.0 attribution, non-commercial, no derivatives license. Feel free to share with friends, but don't cut anything out and don't sell our work. Please visit us at thatdndpodcast.com or on Twitch or YouTube at thatdndpodcast. Intro music is Umoja by Alexander Nakarada, which is available from freestockmusic.com. Nakarada's music can also be found on serpentsoundstudios.com. Outro music is Horizons by Etch, which can be found on SoundCloud or at ATCH Music on Instagram. The Kindled Magic book was written by Eleanor Farron and Alexandria Bustian and is a part of the Strength of Thousands Pathfinder Path. The Pathfinder role-playing game is owned and published by Paizo Publishing. All other copyrighted content is owned by its associate copyright holder.